This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's assess Lance McCullers from this week, and we'll circle back to Game 7 and the Rockets at the top of the hour. Keep texting in, 713-572-4610 with your thoughts. Anything, you text about anything. Most of you are choosing today to text about the Rockets. I did put up a poll about people's appetite for Kevin Durant on the Rockets, either increasing, decreasing, or staying the same. I'll get to the early results of that as well at the top of the hour. 713-572-4610 is the text page. Lance McCullers yesterday, Seth. Super happy for him. First time back on the mound in 2.5 years. It did feel like it felt a little surreal to me if I'm looking for an adjective. Like, holy crap, it's been think about how long ago the 2022 World Series feels. You know,
right.
Based on all the changes that have gone on with this team, the new faces, the playoff success appearing to be on the back end of the bell-shaped curve now with, getting, beaten by the Rangers at home in a Game 7 in 2023 in the ALCS, and then obviously getting swept by the Tigers in the wild card round last year. It just feels like that World Series feels like a long time ago. That was the last time Lance McCullers pitched in a big league baseball game, 900-some-odd days. And I would say you and I gave him a B earlier, and that feels right. Like having, just had a chance to sit and think about it a little bit. Nope, didn't give up any runs, ton of traffic on the bases, got squeezed on what would have been, I think, his final out of this outing, which would have allowed him to walk off the field with 4 complete innings, 3 2/3 innings, no runs, but 3 hits and 3 walks. 87 pitches is the big number to me. That was good to see his pitch count get up that high.
Yeah, his 87th pitch was a strike. I mean, it was definitely a strike that was called a ball.
Yep.
Batter walks. It's hard to get overly upset about the call because he'd gotten some pretty generous calls in that count and earlier. So he was classic Lance in that, man, he was really struggling for 2 innings and then reeled it in and then came out in his 3rd inning and faced 3 batters and looked great. And I think most of us were surprised that he came back out for the 4th inning because he was already up close to his pitch limit for the day and he ended up going over his pitch limit. But there's a part of me that's like, okay, he's probably going to, it's going to be limited pitches today. They're probably going to try to keep him well under whatever limit they have for him. And who knows how many innings he pitches because Gusto was going to be playing in that long relief role. He just didn't have control. And immediately from the get-go, I'm looking at the clock and looking to see what pitch it was, and it's 81 miles per hour slider. And he's always been like 81 to 86 or 7 miles per hour on the slider, but it wasn't getting the movement. And you're not seeing the control and the movement on his pitches and everything else that you expect to see out of Lance. But it's a cold day and he fought his way through it. And at the end of the day, he doesn't let up any runs, but it was a B effort. He had to really fight through some stuff.
Yeah, I have a hard time giving like a C grade to 3 2/3 shutout innings, but I have a hard time giving an A grade to one where there were guys, other than the 1-2-3 inning in the third, he was doing a tightrope act the whole time out there. So B feels about right. And he's going to get better. Let's hear from Lance. Here was Lance's assessment of his performance yesterday.
Overall, you know, solid. Felt like overall stuff was pretty good. For whatever reasons, didn't feel the slider was not obviously very good. So you got a team that's, you know, 5-6 guys deep with the righties. One of my main weapons, main game plans is kind of, you know, evaporates kind of in front of you. But overall, I mean, I was happy with the overall stuff. Physically, I felt strong through the game. Wished there in the second, after those couple quick outs, I did a better job. Didn't let the inning get long on me. That's kind of the main issue with the pitch count, I think. Throwing, you know, another 20-plus pitches there in the second and was one pitch away from getting out of there with, like, you know, mid-30s. So
I think, Seth, if you can – we've got experience with Lance with this one other time, and it was back in 2022 with him coming back from an injury, a long rehab, coming back in season. Now, this – he's coming back from a deluxe long rehab here, 2.5 years. But back then, he got hurt in the 2021 postseason, couldn't pitch in the World Series – goes through a lengthy rehab, comes back, I think, in August of that year. You know, so he's out for several months, comes back, and was excellent down the stretch for the Astros. He was 4-2 with a 2.27 ERA. He pitched the closeout game in the – he pitched the first – I forgot about this because they did a – their straw poll during the broadcast was all about McCullers. What's your favorite McCullers performance, you know, during his time with the Astros? And it was interesting because it was four – different closeout games in playoff series. You know, it was the 24 curveball game against the Yankees in game 7 of that ALCS. There was another one from the teens in there. Oh, it was game 1 of the World Series, which you pitched like 3 innings in. And then the two, I had forgotten he was the starter in that 18 inning game against the Mariners that was a 1-0 Jeremy Peña game. Lance pitched the first 6 innings of that game, 6 shutout innings in that game. He also pitched the closeout game of the sweep against the Yankees in the next round. So he pitched some, and then he got shelled by the Phillies in game 3 of the World Series with all those home runs. Where I'm going with this is if Lance, look, yesterday was not good enough to back up what I'm about to say. Like, he was not as good, even though he gave up no runs, he was not as good yesterday as the version of Lance that you got by and large when he came back in 2022. But he's going to improve. He's going to be pitching certainly in better weather conditions for the most part than he pitched in yesterday.
Yeah.
If Lance gets back to that version and that's your number 3 starter, you know, obviously Framber needs to straighten some things out too. I'm working with the assumption that Framber is eventually going to start pitching like an ace again here at some point. We'll see. But just to complete this thought, if Lance is your 3 after a hopefully deluxe Framber and then whatever Hunter Brown has morphed himself into, that's a pretty good 3 at the top of your rotation right there.
Framber, no, that would be a very good. And it's just a big if at this point. Yeah, I think that he's going to look better over the next few outings, I'm guessing, unless he gets injured. I think Lance is still relatively young at the age of 31. I think the velocity is going to improve a bit, especially maybe with some better weather conditions. And I'm relatively confident that as long as he can stay healthy, I'm going to be feeling really good about Lance McCullers.
Yeah.
A few people had asked, hey, why didn't he throw any fastballs yesterday? That's largely been Lance McCullers since 2018. He went early in his career, he was like 50% four-seamers, and by 2018, he barely threw it at all. And since he came back in 2020, like, he just doesn't throw fastballs. That's just who he is.
Yeah, that's
so, fine. The answer is no. He's not going to start throwing fastballs right all of a sudden, I don't think. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was interesting to see the breakdown of his pitches, like, mysteriously absent, fastball.
Yeah.
But I guess not. To your point, he hasn't been,
right,
he hasn't,
yeah,
been
that's
using
just
it
who
in a while.
Yeah.
You're just used to seeing it with a lot of guys in the big leagues these days. And as far as the weekend goes for the Astros, just terrible. I mean, you lose 2 out of 3 of the White Sox. I don't care that it's on the road. I don't care. And especially the way they lost the game yesterday where, hey, they're up 4-0 in the 5th. The weather is incoming here. They're looking at the Doppler radar. They're like, boy, there is some weather coming in. And I'm like, come on, man, let's get through the 5th here so we can make this game official. And with 1 out in the 5th, DiCenzo lets a ball bounce off his glove in right field. Like, drops a relatively easy fly ball, and that just opened the gateway to that lengthened the game, and it opened the door to runs being scored, etc. So
it was not, well, and the other part, the Astros have just been atrocious at holding runners on base. Madroth got on base, and then he stole, right? Was it Madroth that stole? He stole second base with one out.
These are leadoff guys, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, the opponents are 32 of 36 on stolen base attempts entering yesterday's game.
Yeah.
They've just been miserable at it. They take second base whenever they please.
And it's everybody. People are going to point the finger at Caratini and Yiner Diaz for that, and certainly they're culpable. I mean, Caratini couldn't hold on to the ball yesterday when guys were stealing. You know, he had Altuve disease trying to get the ball out of his glove into his throwing hand, and it's rolling behind home plate. But it's on everybody. Like, the pitchers have been strange with their delivery times and with the, you know, like, it's been a group effort being that bad holding guys on base.
The thing I worry about with Framber is
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The umpires this year are calling a tighter strike zone because they've been given less of a cushion when they get graded. It's gone from 2 inches down to 3/4 inches. So when they get graded internally by Major League Baseball, they're not getting as much cushion as they used to. And when I see Framber in some of the calls he's not getting, where he's just brushing the bottom of the strike zone, and there's still bad calls even with the cushion, but if it's that much smaller of a strike zone, I go back to Dallas Keuchel, because that year – Dallas Keuchel, the year that they changed the strike zone and they raised it a couple inches, that's where Keuchel lived and made all his money, was at the bottom of the strike zone. And he was never the same pitcher again.
No.
So when you compress that strike zone for a guy like Framber, who, man, when he's on, he is just like that stupid commercial from a couple years ago said, a pitcher who paints the corners is known as a Rembrandt. He's the version of whatever that commercial claims they call a pitcher who paints the corners. He can't exploit it like he used to.
Well, and there's also the ripple effect with Framber that you don't account for with some other pitchers, which is, okay, what is this doing to his headspace right now? Well,
yeah, what is it when he's not getting these calls?
Right, like it's hurting him with this batter. Is it going to hurt him with the next four batters after that, you know?
There's nothing more nerve-wracking with Framber than he's still going through his breathing routine to calm himself between pitches, except he's got to do it at an accelerated pace. It's like somebody screaming at you to relax.
Hey,
I'm like, relax! Relax now! Yeah. Do it, maggot!
Hey.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to let you be the judge of this. I made the prediction on Friday that Lance McCullers would hit at least one batter. Technically, in the box score, he did, but it was a grazing of the shin pant leg on a hitter. Does that count?
I can't believe he didn't actually hit anybody.
Right?
Yes,
with
he
as
did
wild
get an
as
HBP.
He was. Yeah.
I know. I thought somebody was going to lose an eyeball
point. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. So if that were the only, like, if that were the only hit by pitch and everything else was awesome, I would say that doesn't really count for me. The spirit of what I was saying was he would be all amped up and jacked up and like in the World
Series.
He'd
get somebody in the ribs.
Where he's beating guys in the shoulder or something like that. Like, I think this was the second inning. It might have even been the fourth inning. I can't, whichever, because he didn't put anybody on base in the third. And so it grazed the pant leg. But you bring up the point that he was wild all day. I feel like maybe I should get credit
like
for
victory.
That. It's a victory.
He didn't even hit a body. He hit
a
cotton poly blend. Okay. That was. I'll take the under on it.
Do I get to gloat, though, that he hit somebody? Does that really count as a hit by pitch, even if it
wasn't? You can, because in spirit, he hit three people.
Yeah.
So
I'm for it. I'm for it. All right, into the 9 o'clock hour. Man, it's flying by today. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Let's circle back to the Rockets. All right. I said on Twitter over the weekend, I don't want to have to talk about Kevin Durant today. But the Rockets did not prevent that. They lost yesterday. So people are talking. Kendrick Perkins just predicted he'd become a Rocket. What is the appetite for Kevin Durant with Rocket fans? I put up a poll earlier in the morning. What are the early returns telling us? We will discuss coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.